Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, hello.
Ooh.
Welcome to Relax.
What a beautiful theme song, Lovey.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good night.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Whenever you're listening. Truman Show?
So good.
It spawned its own mental illness. It's so good.
My mental illness was there prior to that movie coming out, because when that movie came out, I was like, oh, it's true.
Everybody's watching me.
I really thought I was being filmed.
You thought you were
time.
The main character?
No. I just thought we were all being filmed.
We are.
Well, yeah, now we are for real.
And listen to and
but
everything else.
Yeah, but I remember being young and thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd be in my car singing and I'd be like, oh my God, they can hear me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, actually, I feel like it's in the DSR. Like people are.
Well, I mean, it's not even a,
it's
is
like,
it?
They
it's
call
like
it the it Truman
very
Show
much
disorder.
We are being listened to all the time.
Sure.
But
listening right now, especially because we're recording a podcast.
We so, are. I kind yeah. of forgot for a second. Hi, guys. I have so many fun things to discuss today, Lovey.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess there's a lot of reasons why we shouldn't. I mean, mm-hmm. Why not? Maybe there's other things we could do.
I was being facetious.
Okay. Do you have any relaxes you want to talk about today, Lovey?
I wanted to talk about, I mean, I knew this would happen once we had a child that got to the age of kindergarten, that birthday parties would be happening.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to talk, we had one this weekend, and I wanted to talk about what it's like to be a reserved, I don't know, shy, an antisocial purse parent, and wanting nothing but happiness for your child. And that entails bringing them to said birthday parties. And how uncomfortable I feel interacting with other parents
mm-hmm.
at these children's birthday parties, because I don't really have much to say.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Mm-hmm.
As I say on our podcast. But
right.
What do you say to other parents?
You know, I...
Talk me through it. Help me. Because you were pretty good.
That's the craziest thing you've ever said. I used to think I would be like so good at like kids
that
that being a mom mm-hmm. at kids' birthday parties and like getting along with other moms, playing with the kids.
You were
like,
gonna be on the PTA.
I thought I was gonna. Well, I didn't think that, but I thought like I would just, you know, I've always been outgoing and like
right.
social and funny, just amazing. And but I really did think that I'd always be good at that. But I think my mental illness has just rotted me from the inside out, because now I'm just so anxious. That I'm horrible at those things. Like I am so uncomfortable.
You're not anxious. You felt anxiety.
Yes. I felt
therapy.
Anxious at
right.
the birthday party. And I always do, because my mind just goes, our minds are crazy. And I make up the craziest stories. I'm extremely creative and I make up the craziest stories in my head.
What could you be making? Everybody hates you? Nobody wants
well,
you
yeah,
there?
Of course. But like, I'll see, you know, a group of moms talking and I'll be like, oh, I should go say hi to them and interact with them, which is correct. That's my gut instinct. And that is the correct one. But then my anxiety brain goes, well, I'm going to ruin this. And it goes, well, look, you're by yourself right now. They're probably all looking at you by yourself and thinking you're rude because you didn't go over and say hi to them yet.
I went through this process
and
as
so
well.
Now yeah. you're just, they're probably all over there being like, why has she not said hi to us yet? She's so rude.
Yeah.
And so now if you go over, they already think you're rude. So they already have a negative idea of you. And so now if I go over, it's just going to be awkward. And if I do go over there and start talking, does it look like I'm being rude by interrupting their conversation? Or if I like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
one
you think
of,
you're, and you think you're hot shit because
yeah,
you're like,
and like I'm just obnoxiously yeah. like interjecting into their right. conversation. And there's another point at the party where like we were sitting at picnic tables and there was a couple of moms talking about stuff. And I was like, oh, I could interject. I was sitting there with the kids as they were eating.
Yeah.
So I could hear them because they're across the table from me, but she wasn't talking to me. And yeah. I was like, oh, I could interject here. And and add to this conversation.
Yeah.
But then does it look like I was eavesdropping on their conversation?
Body language, were all their backs to you when this was happening, essentially? Like, no one was like relatively kind of, turned yes, kind of towards no.
like,
you.
It wasn't backs
to me. I saw
a
lot of
like,
that.
It was just kind of like, and then there were a couple times where you or I would try to interject. Like, we got brave enough to do it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't go well.
I think I should set the tone a little bit here by saying, set the story, that clicks had been established before
right.
we were introduced.
Right.
And once a click is established in, you know, in that social game mm-hmm. of, you know, kindergarten age school children's parents, like there's, you know, there's not a lot of room to get into that gang.
Yeah. So
you gotta do something.
Yeah. I don't know. I tried. And here's the other part of it is that like, these are all tricks my brain, my anxiety, when I feel anxious, tricks that, you know, my brain does.
Surely
to me.
Nobody is
However,
thinking about you as much as you think they're
no,
thinking about
no,
you.
No, I actually can promise you none of them even thought once about me.
Right.
Like they did not care. So that's actually very true. But my anxiety lies to me in the moment. But the problem is that once I do finally go, no, like this is so dumb. Like just go talk, like go make friends, like whatever. And when I do interject and then I do something that you definitely do not do.
What?
I overshare. Like I immediately
I don't
overshare.
Do that.
And I immediately like I was at a birthday party, not the one with you, but last weekend.
Yeah.
I took Flynn to a birthday party.
They're starting to happen every
they're
weekend
all the time.
Now.
So I took Flynn to a birthday
party. And
I
dreaded this time. Mm-hmm. That's why it's my relax. Yes.
I took him last weekend and I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, who just politely was like, I asked her, how have you been? Good. How have you been? Not good.
Ugh.
And I started crying.
Oh.
And then they brought out the cake and they're like, happy birthday. I'm wiping tears off of my face.
A close friend?
We're friends. Like she's so sweet. And so she was like, she knows that I cry often, but it wasn't like she was asking me deeply about my life.
Yeah.
She was just like, how have you been? And the normal response would be like, I've been pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm literal and dumb. And I was like, I'm not good. I just like, started, I'm like, I've been so bad. And I just like started crying and like oversharing what I've been going through. And she was like, so sweet about it. But then they bring out the cake. And everyone is singing, including me, I'm singing, happy birthday, smiling. Flynn's looking at me and I'm like smiling, wiping away tears. And it's like the conversation got stopped halfway through. Like that. And so that is another part of my anxiety. So I start off going like really awkwardly trying to make friends. And then if I eventually do, I'm immediately crying and talking about trauma, like, which is so weird. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really exciting when I find another person who does that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're going to be really good friends. And then we usually are like another person. Like there's been times where people, other moms or women will just like when we were in Connecticut, one of your buddies, his wife, we were chatting and she just started talking about mental health things and, but like deeply, immediately in the conversation, I was like, yes, I like this conversation. Let's talk about being unwell in our brains. And
wow.
And I love that kind of stuff. So people like want to do trauma dumping or immediately I'm like so down, but most people aren't. Sorry. I'm talking too much. Yeah. I'm doing it right now. Aren't I?
It can be your relax if you want it to be.
I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. That's why this podcast works. Is I don't have to, cause I don't have as much to say. So like, I don't have to talk that much. Can I say another couple things though? Would that be all right? I don't want to like interrupt
I'm
you
sorry.
And I don't want you to be embarrassed. No, you're doing a good job.
I'm literally
don't
talking
cry.
About something I don't like about myself that I do at parties and that I'm just doing it right now. Oh,
it was pretty
gross.
Funny.
Okay. Sorry.
I
go
understood.
Ahead.
I understood. I even put my microphone down, you know, I think I'm lucky. I'm doing a lot of drop offs and pickups and, you know, you pass by these people and it's a smaller class. So there's not too many of them, but I'm lucky to get like a,
go ahead.
Like a little smile nod. You
oh,
know
I thought
what I mean?
You were, that was to me. I thought you
no,
stopped
I'm like,
talking
like, I'm
to
lucky
look at
to
me
get,
like, hello.
To get that. Like friendlier conversations with like a couple of them, maybe like two. I'm really bad at names. So I feel like that puts me at a disadvantage. Also, when we had an orientation and where the orientation was like, you go around for just the parents and you go around and you say your name and something about yourself and your child and, you know, how excited you are for them to start kindergarten, essentially. And did mine, we're going around and then someone said something and for some reason my brain had to Google it, but I forgot that TikTok had been the last app open on my phone, and the volume was really loud. So while this other person was giving their introduction, heartfelt thing, I had opened my phone and this really loud TikTok started blasting, and I had to like awkwardly immediately close my phone. So I was already that guy from like the immediate introduction from the orientation. And then at this past birthday party that we went to, I'm like trying a little, you know what I mean? Especially with like the host, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like that like went fine, you know? But didn't talk to like a single other parent, I don't think, the whole time, but try to like smile and nod and be there. Then you just find yourself like using your child as kind of like a social shield. And
I don't think you have to use your child as a social shield when you have 3-year-old twins and a 6-year-old. They're one of them is always tugging at our arm.
That's one of them.
Somewhere.
As a socially anxious person, though, or I'm not anxious but can become anxious, that it's becomes a good tool. But then I think it's going all fine. But then I finally, like, you know, the party was in a park. I have to pee really bad. And then there's like this porta potty like off in the distance. And so I walk over to this porta potty and I'm in the porta potty peeing, and I start to hear happy birthday to you. I missed happy birthday.
I was crying.
Because I'm peeing in a porta potty. So then I'm like rushing out and walk. And then everybody can see me walking back across a field from this porta potty as I have missed the most, you know, the apex
the
of
moment,
the birthday party, the moment.
Why?
And I'm that guy.
Why were you at a porta potty?
I didn't know that they had like
right by the party there was bathrooms,
like actual bathrooms. Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw them. I chose the porta potty over the regular park bathrooms.
By the way, this is what it's
not
like.
Not a good choice. Filled with flies.
As a couple, to have 3-year-old twins and a 6-year-old doing anything. We're just now having this conversation. And this party was a few days ago.
Yeah, I haven't told you any
and,
of these things.
We were at the same place, mm-hmm. at the same party. Not a lot of people there. And I didn't know you went to a porta potty.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, I thought everybody knew because I was marching back to it during everyone gathered around
seeing
happy
birthday. I saw you walking back.
I
thought you
had
gone to the car for something.
Nope.
I was like, okay.
That was a different direction.
All right.
But yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Kids' birthday parties, man.
We had one for Flynn recently, and I didn't realize, and you were like, did all this stuff, and you like made goodie bags for every mm-hmm. kid in attendance and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, she's really going on. And then we go to this one and another one. And I'm like, oh, this is like if you're a mother of a child, I feel like specifically, this is your time to shine. Not that men can't do that also, or dads can't do that also, but like, it's a whole like competitive, I think it's like a competitive thing, like to have the goodie bags and like, did you buy a cake? Did you make the cake from scratch? You know what I mean? Did you like, what do you?
0% view it as competitive.
Oh, okay.
I really don't. I don't see it that way
How are your decorations? How are your activities?
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't view it that way at all. And yes, it is something that, and it's not about like, well, because from my perspective of it is totally different than that. My perspective is like, how do I make this day special for my kid? And I'm not making
well,
it sound like bad, but I'm just saying that like,
can't it be both?
I guess it can be. Yeah, it can be.
In my mind,
but
I'm thinking
me,
of it as both, not like you don't care about your kid, obviously.
No, obviously, but I don't think of it as a competition at all. Like I was just, what does Flynn wanted a bounce house and he wanted a cuttlefish ocean themed birthday party. And I knew because I've been to birthday parties that you have gift bags as a thank you to everyone for coming. And
see, I didn't know that.
You never got a gift bag at a birthday party?
I guess I did.
Where do you think they came from?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just there. I wouldn't have thought to do that. That would have been like on my list of things to do.
Right.
Like if it was just me.
Yeah. Well, that's part of parties.
Okay.
And if Flynn didn't have them, like I was thinking about Flynn needs these things at his party because then he can't, I don't want him to be the kid that didn't give out gift bags. I don't want him to be the kid that didn't have decorations. I don't want to be him the kid that didn't have the fun cake, you know. I want him to like feel like how all the kids feel on their birthdays.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what I always had growing up at my birthday parties. It was fun for me to go and like make goodie bags with my mom and go to the store and get the stuff for it. And Flynn had so much fun filling the goodie bags for his friends and picking out which things went in which friend's bags.
I think I had a couple birthday parties as a kid, but like I don't think it was like that. I don't think that was a thing part of it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Okay.
But dads can do it too. It's not
sure.
like just a mom thing.
Well, I'm doing my version of stuff, you know, on the stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, that I, you know, I, in my mind, when this age happened and these, and I was aware of these things starting to happen, like I was like thinking I was going to like, you know, maybe make a lot of friends. You know what I mean? And,
well, Levy, I've
and
seen
I think
you...
that's the other thing that, yeah, friends.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Well, you definitely have friends, but just since we've moved, it's been hard to like make new friends. And we don't have time since having babies to make new friends, but
I don't have the energy or the,
but you tried. I've watched you at birthday parties. I've watched you try and people just, I don't know. It's weird. Cause like, I think you're the funniest, most lovable, wonderful guy.
Guys at this age,
they don't want to be friends, I think.
Yeah. Because like they already have friends. They just can't take on the responsibility of a new friend. I mean, it's, I don't think I'm alone in this. There's that movie, I Love You, Man, with Paul Rudd. Have you seen that?
No.
Where it's like, you haven't seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's him and Jason Segel. It's really funny. It's about his wife encouraging him to, his wife and her girlfriends realize that her husband has like zero friends. And it's about her trying to encourage him to make a friend. And then he does make a friend. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty great movie. I remember seeing that being like, oh, yeah.
Well, you come up with like quick little funny banter and like, we'll say like one-liners to these guys. I've watched this happen and they kind of go like, what? Oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what? That was funny. Like,
I know, but I think we're just all like, you know, old and tired and I don't have the energy to make new friends.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have some.
I'm your friend.
You mean my friend?
We got some salamanders.
Yeah, we did get some salamanders today.
You have friends. They're just far away right now. Who wants to come and be friends?
Anybody want to be my friend?
Well, Lovey, that's...
Who do you think needs to...
so many things.
Relax.
I was thinking, I have a list of things that we can talk about.
Oh, my.
But I'm going to jump into... I have comments, by the way, from...
Let's do those first.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm saving them because I think I need to get this off my chest.
Tease.
So I was watching TikToks, if you can believe it. And
I thought they took away that app.
Well, there's this there's TikTok of the singer Renee Rapp, who is glorious, and she was doing this like jokey thing with where to the song like I will be your father figure, put your tiny hand in mine. That song? And people are like
Prince?
Making edits. I don't remember the name of the guy, but he's a very famous person. George Michael? Is that a thing?
Could be George. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to kill if it's not Prince.
It's not. I know it's not Prince because I love Prince and I know that it's not Prince. But I think it's George Michael. But anyway, people are making like fan edits to this song of her. And so I'm like watching these things and I'm listening to the lyrics going like, oh my God. And then I started thinking about how many times I have heard a song as an adult and been like, wait, I sang this a lot as a kid and I should not have.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Do you ever have those moments where you're like, oh, what the? Or like you watch a movie or something and you're like, I watched this as a kid and I did not get that at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I started trying to think of just like, literally 15 minutes before we started filming other songs that like I grew up singing all the time. And now looking back, I'm like, I shouldn't have been singing that. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about it to me is that I was raised in a very conservative household. I was not allowed to read Harry Potter because there was witchcraft in it. I was not allowed to watch the Care Bears. Because there was...
What were the Care Bears doing?
They had magical powers, I think. I don't know. I've never seen it. I think they have magical powers.
Wait. The Care Bears were censored from your
Yes.
home?
Yes. Huh.
What?
But there's a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that I was not allowed to watch.
Because they were demonic somehow?
I wouldn't say demonic, just like inappropriate and...
What, so
ungodly.
So if the Care Bears are the Antichrist, what?
I didn't say that.
Well, like what passes as good is?
Well, that's what's funny about this to me.
Like
is that
it's way worse, the stuff that goes on in the Bible.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Than like the Care Bears.
Well, that's another conversation. But what was funny to me was thinking about, you know, I couldn't celebrate Halloween. I couldn't watch certain shows. I couldn't read certain books. But then I was like singing these songs in the car with my mom and like.
Oh, but you got away with it. Okay, I see where you're going.
So
get to him.
This song, I remember that father figure song, these lyrics, love. Are you ready?
Are you going to read them?
I'm going to read you some lyrics that, like, I would sing them. I will be your father.
I don't think you can sing them, but you should read them.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your preacher teacher. Be your daddy. Anything you have in mind. I will be your father figure. I have had enough of crime. I will be the one who loves you till the end of time. That's all I wanted, but sometimes love can be mistaken for a crime. Like, this is crazy that that's a song that I was like jamming out to when I was 10, you know? That's
lyrically that's a bit sus, but like, you know, the melody they got going with that.
Oh, it's
know,
a great song.
Vocal arrangement.
Another song.
It's fine.
This one is obviously sexual, and I feel like I figured that out probably high schoolish age. I don't know. I don't remember the moment, but like I know that I sang it like when I was younger and heard it, knew of it, like a prayer from Madonna. But like the lyrics are real raunchy.
I don't know. I can't. Yeah.
When you call,
I'll take you
when
there.
You call my name, when you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a prayer, you know I'll take you there.
Yeah, it's good lyrics.
But like for a kid to be singing it?
I don't know. For a kid to be singing it? I don't know. Maybe because like people were like, well, it's going over their heads. They don't know what it really,
yeah, you know? Sure. There's one song that I
surely
was
it
like,
was controversial when it came out, I bet.
I'm sure it was controversial.
I feel like I remember the music video. Was
of course
like,
it was because like it was like a take on religion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like a virgin like too. Like all those songs I'm sure were so, especially back then, like sacrilegious and inappropriate.
I think that was like her whole thing.
Okay, this song, I was just trying to think of songs that like, that song I didn't listen to as much, but I was trying to think of songs that I loved. I was like, is that bad? And one of the songs I thought about was the song, "Ooh, Jitterbug, you sent to boom boom into my heart."
Lots of Wham. Lots of George
Lots
Michael
of Wham?
And Wham.
Oh, yeah. It's George Michael and Wham?
Yeah, he was. That's what he...
I didn't know. I knew it was by Wham.
You like exclusively listened to Wham and George Michael
no,
as a child?
No, the father figure was because I saw it on TikTok, but then I was thinking about songs that like I really loved a lot, and I loved that song. Okay. Like, loved it.
What are the lyrics to Jitterbug?
Well, I've just... Maybe my little naive brain is like... doesn't understand, but I'm like, are these bad words? Aren't these inappropriate?
I don't know.
Okay, so Jitterbug. Cuddle up, baby, move in tight. We'll go dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home instead. Jitterbug. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go-go, because I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Take me dancing tonight. I mean, he's talking about dancing. He's talking about getting it, right?
Jitterbug?
I think you're calling the sexual relations a jitterbug.
Jitterbug, yeah, maybe.
Maybe not, but it just kind of seems like it.
Maybe that's some sort of slang.
Because it says, it's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home instead. Jitterbug.
Maybe that's just like a cute nickname for their partner.
Well, Jitterbug is the name of a dance.
Okay. Maybe it's dancing, yeah.
Wait, do you not know this? The Jitterbug. It's from Wizard of Oz.
Don't know that.
I think it was a deleted scene.
I don't know the deleted scene dances of the Wizard of Oz, okay?
Why? I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, there's one more that I thought about that I was like, oh my God, that song I was obsessed with. Spice Girls. I love Spice Girls.
Uh-huh.
There's a song called Two Become One. I remember.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Performing it when I was like 11 in my neighbor's garage with her for our parents. I made programs. We did Hit Me Baby One More Time. We did these a lot. I would direct dance performances.
Garage performances?
Yes. We'd set up chairs and I would make programs, make tickets. Uh-huh. And it was me and my neighbor, who's my age. And then she had a little sister who was Rachel's age. Mm-hmm. And the four of us, I would choreograph dances and we would perform them for our parents.
Whose garage is clean enough to perform in?
Theirs was.
Stage?
Their mom did yoga in their garage. So it was like always an open space.
I was going to say, whose garage was like,
anyway,
had the space?
I remember doing Two Become One as a young girl. Just going to read you some of the lyrics here. Get it on, get it on.
Oh, here we go.
Because tonight is a night when two become one.
Sex.
I need some love like I never needed love before.
I don't think you could say wanna it for make rights love reasons, to but yeah.
What?
For rights reasons, maybe just
want to make
them.
Love to your baby.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's
I think she's talking about. I mean, she's pretty explicit.
Very much to become one.
Well, she's saying, yeah.
I mean,
she thinks she wants to make love.
Yes.
So
I've never heard you say make love before.
What?
anyway,
you, like,
I just
need to say it more often.
It was just interesting to me to go through and remember songs. You're not as excited about this as
no,
I was.
No, I am. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about my own. But that one just seemed pretty obvious. It's interesting that, like,
well, yeah, of course, but not when you're 10.
Yeah, no, when you're 10, be like, oh yeah, whoa, whoa. What's this? I'm trying to think. There's the Beatles song. You know, she was just 17. And you know what I mean? She was.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask. I remember a moment when there was a song that was big, early 90s. Being with you, girl, it's like being stoned. Hey, 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 it's like being stoned. Do you remember that song?
Mm-mm.
And I remember singing that song. And my older sister was like, do you even know what being stoned is? And I was like, yeah, I know what stoned is. She was like, what? I was like, alcohol, drunk. She laughed at me and walked away. She's like, I didn't know.
So after that, did you try to figure it out?
What?
Did you try to figure it out? Or
no, I was like, showed her. I'm smart. I'm 12. I know what stoned is.
Yeah, I don't think I would have known what
that
is.
You know that song?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's stuck in my memory at that moment.
That's
and
so
that,
funny.
Like embarrassment of like not knowing
older sisters
things that like big kids know.
Older sisters will burn memories into your brain of like making fun of you. I feel like Rachel talks about stuff that I would do to her that I don't even remember.
Oh, because you were an older sister. You are an older sister. Yeah, terrible. I remember especially, it's stuff that like these like newer generations, I saw old, will never understand. But like there was a thing before cell phones where it was like you had your one house line.
Oh,
imagine this. Imagine this, children. You have a cell phone, and there's cell phones in your kitchen. And in the den or living room and in your parents' bedroom, and they're all connected. So you could be talking on the cell phone and someone could pick up the cell phone, another one from another room, and listen. Imagine that. That's what we lived through. Home phones where anyone in another room could just pick up the phone and just start
listening secretly.
Secretly or talk smack.
Right.
And my big sister, I would be like talking to a girl on the phone and she would pick up the phone in another line and be like, get off because you're a loser. you're talking to a girl, blah, blah, blah. And I can sink into my seat. Yeah, she would destroy me on the phone when I would try and talk to girls because she wanted to use the phone. You know what I mean? She would just, and this ended in, I mean, fist fights sometimes, but like,
oh my god,
yeah, that was one of her particular ways.
You punch her in the face?
No, dude, I would end up in a headlock on the floor, like crying because I've been so embarrassed. Because she would get on there and she would like how she would say some things, yeah, to like make me so embarrassed and humiliated that I would get me to get off the phone because like you didn't want to show weakness. So, like, if she wanted to use the phone and be like, no, I'm using the phone,
yeah,
no. I was never in control and I was never using the phone. But I had a cool one from Spencer's where it was like a red, but like see-through so you can see all the gears.
Yeah, the see-through ones are so cool.
But yeah, people, you could do that. You could.
Yeah. Not only that, but like you can three-way call. That's what
I would do with my friends. And people would be mean about that too because they'd call. It's three-way call, but not tell you the other person on and they'd be like, isn't that person lame? And you'd be like, yeah, that person is lame. Then they'd be on the phone and be like, caught you. You know,
yeah, they did that in Mean Girls. Yeah, there's a scene in Mean
really?
Girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. You've seen Mean Girls.
I just said, yeah, okay. You showed me Mean Girls because you thought it was so crazy that I had never seen it.
But did we finish it? It's so good.
No, I think we got like 20 minutes into it. Okay. And then a child started screaming.
Well, yeah, back in the day, man, not only would your siblings or your parents listen in on your phone calls, but also, if someone tried to get on the internet, I'd be like on the phone talking to someone. And then also, I'd get booted off because someone would be getting on the one computer we had.
Yeah,
in the house.
It's so rough.
It wasn't rough. It's nostalgic. It was what it was.
It kind of was like better that way, you know?
Sometimes I feel that way, but I don't know.
Star 69.
Oh, man. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Star 69, man.
Prank phone calls, or just calling someone and being just hanging up, and then they star 69 and your phone starts ringing.
That was brutal. Okay, I just remembered the other relax I had. This was actually my primary relax.
Oh, primary, okay.
And what I talked about was my secondary, because I just realized it today, but this other one has been on my mind for a while.
Okay.
What needs to relax is the poo string in shrimp.
Oh, I heard poo string and then my mind went wild.
Okay. So
it's not like you paused, but like just that phrase, like my mind went crazy. Okay.
And
so shrimp. Yes.
Here's
sure.
The thing. I am in such a freaking debacle because I love shrimp. Like I really love shrimp. I love the texture of it. I like that it's kind of like it's got a crisp. But I know. Listen.
No, we don't lie on this podcast. You don't eat shrimp. I've never seen you eat shrimp.
I know you don't. I know.
You never have?
I know.
It's not something you buy?
I know.
You know you can get them de-veined, right?
They don't do it.
They do it.
They don't do it right. I've done it.
I have a bag that I bought
I promise you I can find a vein. Because here's the deal. I love shrimp. I love the crunch crisp of like when you bite into a really perfectly cooked and then it's like juicy and tender on the inside.
We talking scampi or are we talking cocktail?
I love a shrimp scampi. I love a shrimp scampi.
I think they're better cold.
I disagree.
In the cocktail sauce.
I think
shrimp cocktail.
A shrimp cooked well is unbelievably delicious.
You can't cook them well.
Yes, you can.
The
I've
shrimp
done it.
Can't be good warm.
Yes, it can. I've done it and it's amazing.
Butter, garlic, doesn't matter.
You're
like,
incorrect.
It's already going to be like a weird texture.
Okay, you're wrong, but it's okay. We can have different opinions on that.
Sure.
I love shrimp and I think about shrimp all the time. I crave shrimp.
Liar.
I swear to God and everyone.
We're married with three kids. You've never mentioned shrimp?
Because I don't eat it because of the poo string. Because listen, I love shrimp so much that, and I think it was in college, I really started to like love shrimp. And then I, after college was like, I need to learn. And kind of through college, she was like, I want to learn how to like make shrimp because shrimp is so great. And so I learned how to make shrimp scampi and like got good at it. Like I loved making shrimp scampi. I love making shrimp anything.
What's going on in the scampi?
But then someone, I think I was like looking up a recipe or something at some point and somewhere I learned like, oh, you got to make sure you take out that poo string.
And you hadn't been.
I hadn't been. And which one, ew. And two, then I was like, oh, okay, I got to do that. So then the next time I bought fresh shrimp, I was de-poo stringing it. And I was like, this is the grossest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I was so obsessive about making sure I got every bit of it out. Like I couldn't handle even, because shrimp is essentially translucent. So you can see if it's in there. Mm-hmm. You can see if there's any left. So I was so obsessive about like making sure to get all of it out. And it's, by the way, totally edible. I ate it plenty of times before and I can guarantee every restaurant's not like fully taking out every single bit of that like little vein thing every time. They're not, because I was so grossed out by it every time I try to make shrimp and it took me so long because I was obsessive about trying to get that poo string out that then I found out you can get it like de-veined and I bought that and I was like, I still see some of it in there and I was still like obsessive about it. So now it's to the point where like, it's too much work.
You have a mental block on it.
I have a mental block because it's too much work to de-vein and it grosses me out so much to do it. And it's like, I'm so obsessive over it. Like that I can't enjoy it anymore. And I miss shrimp so much. I love shrimp when
Who
it's good.
Who is this person?
When it's good, because shrimp can be bad. You're right. It can be like rubbery if it's overcooked, but if it's cooked well, like nothing. I'm a big texture girly.
What about
and
tempura?
I like, seafood.
Like a tempura shrimp.
I can do. Okay. So sometimes I'll do like a sushi roll that has shrimp tempura in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a crunchy roll usually has like some sort of shrimp tempura. And that for some reason, like I can put it from my mind. I don't think about it as much.
Coconut shrimp.
I can do coconut shrimp.
Is it because they're like filleted? They're like spread out?
Maybe, but sometimes they're not. So maybe it's just the fact that like when it's a shrimp by itself and I can see the shrimp.
I've seen you eat coconut shrimp now.
Yeah, I eat coconut shrimp, but that's like fully covered. She's clothed.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I can't see the poo strings dangling about. I don't even think about them because it's not only is it completely clothed in breading and coconut deliciousness, but also I douse it in that sweet, yummy sauce.
Yeah. Sounds great.
So for some reason that I don't think too much about, but like just where you can see the shrimp and it's like shrimp in a pasta dish or like in a rice dish or like shrimp scampi, which is delicious or just.
What is scampi?
Scampi is it's a yummy like sauce that you can make that you put on it. It's like a lemony.
Scampi refers to the sauce?
Which I don't know. It's the way that it's cooked. I don't know. Maybe
what
it's
else
the sauce.
Goes in, what else
it's like
goes
a
into
lemon.
A...
I haven't made it in probably, how old am I? I don't know. Well over 15 years.
Spinach?
You can do spinach, but like for me, it was all about the sauce. The sauce had, it was like a lemony sauce. It was like a lemon butter sauce or something.
Okay.
It was like in a frying pan and I would like saute the garlic and the onions and the, like there's chopped up parsley and
people listening are screaming their shrimp scampi recipes.
I know. I haven't made it in so long. I don't remember, but I just know that it was like, it smelled so good. It tasted, oh my God, it was so and it, you like the you have the flame going like there's like you make like a big old flame because you're white wine there's like white wine you put in it like a white wine and like oh my God shrimp scampi is
like
so good
sav?
I don't just cooking wine I don't know whatever I used back when I was a young little not drinking lady but I know that I loved it so much and I think about the texture I'm such a texture person when it comes to food and it, just in life but I think
is there
about
cooking
the
wine
texture.
You only can cook with
huh?
Is there like a cooking wine you can only cook with or is it just wine?
Yeah, there's like, well, there's, I don't know. I thought there was like wine that's like usually people just use it to cook with.
Okay.
Maybe there's not. Maybe I made that up.
I don't know.
But
that's why I asked.
I think probably you should use good wine. But when I was in college, I'd get like the cheapy crap stuff. And I think it was like, there was
yellow
a little
tail.
Like cooking barefoot.
Barefoot.
I think it's one.
Yeah.
But is that still a wine? I don't drink anymore.
We're going to make a cheap wine and sell it all over the world. What should we call it?
Let's put feet on
the
label.
Bare feet on it. Something that no one wants to see except for weirdos
on
the internet.
I mean, if you're drinking wine, you are drinking bare feet. Isn't that how they make wine? They stomp on it.
Oh, I get it. They're doing a thing because they're like, because it's been stomped on the
grapes.
So
like if bare feet gross you out, you shouldn't be drinking wine to begin with. Just like if poo strings
gross
you
out, surely at this point, there's like machines doing
it
and not people
I've done it.
On it. You've done what?
Stomped on grapes and made wine.
Okay.
I have. I'm pretty sure I was wearing a medieval hat too, like a princess medieval hat.
Big reveal from your past. Okay. I do want to know that.
Anyway, it was the same weekend I did drag.
Okay.
And
were you in
trapeze
Italy?
Flying. I did a trapeze school.
Were you in Napa Valley? Were you in Italy?
Yeah, I went up north.
Sonoma?
I went up, I did Napa Valley and San Francisco. And in San Francisco, I went to a trapeze school and I did drag. Anyway. What are we talking about? The poo string and
there
shrimp.
There was so much information
it's
in
gotta
like,
relax,
a sentence.
Man. It's not.
I stomped on grapes in a princess hat and then did, okay.
So, well, yeah.
Thanks for telling us so much about yourself.
Should we make shrimp tonight? Do you have a couple hours for me to obsess over poo strings?
Sure. Yeah. Shrimp sounds good. I haven't had shrimp in a while.
You don't like it.
Well, you know what it does?
What?
Crabs that are me and our son catch.
Mm-hmm.
I love crabbing.
I love crab.
Catch and release. Catch and release. Because Flynn would never. We have caught... I do love to eat a crab also.
Oh,
but we
so
have caught some.
We're not allowed to eat it anymore.
Keepers. Some keepers.
Oh my God. The other day you caught a crazy
if
crab.
If I even suggest as a joke, like this looks like it'd be good for dinner.
Oh
Flynn
yeah.
Flynn is their protector. But so fun to just catch them still and like, you know, experience them, be grateful for them and then release them back into the ocean.
Yeah.
In a humane way.
And
we're feeding them shrimp.
It's
fancy ones from a Bristol Farms.
Oh my God. That's like
veined. I know. I spent like,
why did you get such
$25
nice
on like a bag of shrimp that
why
we
did
ended
you
up
do
using
that?
At bait because I really wanted to go crabbing with our son and it was the
and
grocery
it was the
store.
The only
I was at
thing available, take fish sticks from our freezer. My goodness.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, crabbing is very, very fun. And I miss eating crab because Flynn has just been like, please don't ever eat a crab.
I feel like tonight we're building a seafood tower, love.
Do you want Flynn to run away from home?
He would.
Like, he would never talk to us again.
Have you ever gotten a seafood tower at a restaurant?
Probably. I don't know.
I have.
I don't know. What's a seafood? Is it just like all the different seafoods?
It's like they establish a tower. It's like a platter with layers, and it's down it is all different kinds of seafood.
I think
I got... And you never get sick from it.
I think I got one... Once, or like the table had one once at Red Lobster with Flavor Flav.
Whoa.
In Utah.
What a name drop, Red Lobster.
He loves Red Lobster. I don't know if he still does, but when I was friends with him, he wanted to eat it every night.
I feel like Red Lobster had a shrimp pizza, just to bring it full circle.
I've only been to Red Lobster with him, so I wouldn't know.
That's one of those things I always wish was near me growing up or anywhere that I've ever lived. I've never lived near a Red Lobster. I think I've been to a Red Lobster once in my life.
Yeah.
Much like Sonic, it has avoided me.
Yeah. I know I never went to it before Flavor Flav name drop.
You keep saying.
Took me there, but it's only because he's the only person who's ever taken me, and I've never met someone more obsessed with Red Lobster in my life.
Yeah.
And he was so excited to take me, and like all the people we were working with at a big table, but he took me over to the tank. He's like, Come with me. He took me over. He's like, pick out any lobster you want. He was like so excited for me to
what
pick out
do?
A lobster.
Did you eat a lobster?
He wanted me. And I don't really like lobster. I think it's too like chewy.
You have to have an East Coast lobster roll and then it'd be changed forever.
Yeah, I've never. I mean, I literally did last time we were there.
Did you? Where?
We went to Connecticut a couple months ago and I ate a lobster roll.
Oh, that's right. We went to that lobster roll place. I think we got it wrong. Like there's different styles. I think we got the wrong style.
Okay.
The place I used to go when I was a kid doesn't exist anymore.
Well, anyway, I just don't like the texture of lobster, but he wanted me to have, I think that might've been my first time ever even eating lobster. Because I could never afford a lobster. It's expensive.
Right, we could never do it because of Flynn. He would be heartbroken.
Yeah, he'd be heartbroken. He made us promise to never do it. And I miss crab. I love crab.
Yeah, that was like our celebration dinner.
Oh my God.
When we first started hanging out was like.
And I was pregnant too.
Whenever I was pregnant,
I was like, give me king crab legs.
That's what I would do. Yeah. He's made of king crab legs. And
he's literally made of king
them.
Crab legs and In-N-Out burgers and chili. I always wanted chili when I was pregnant with Flynn.
I know it's like deadliest catch and it must be like a miserable, like very, very hard job to be like a professional crabber, you know?
Yeah.
It's
dangerous.
And yeah, I mean, deadliest catch.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's what they call it. But like, yeah, not going out like the Bering Straits and getting like king crab, but like, I don't know, something about like, it appeals to me.
To be a crabber?
To like, and not in that respect, like Dungeness crab, you know what I mean? And you're only out for like a week or two and you're just catching, that just sounds kind of nice.
Just living on a boat, catching crabs?
I had to go to theater school. I don't know. Could have gone to crabbing school.
I've been loving like.
Maybe you've been happier. I don't know.
Are you not happy enough?
No, I'm happy enough. I'm just saying
it's fine
like,
if you're not.
Like, it's like, you know.
You can tell me.
You find your, they say you find your passion and you never work a day. Is that the saying?
I've never heard
that you love your job and it's like you never have to work a day because you love your job. There's a saying that says that.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always loved my job and
I
work a lot. I work more because I like my job.
If you love what you do, you'll never work a day.
I think I have heard that.
Am I getting,
yeah,
I feel like I'm getting closer
that.
To what
I
it
feel
is.
Like in order to love your job, you gotta work a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's go back to shrimp.
What are we going to eat for dinner?
What were the comments you were going to say?
Oh, yeah. Let's read some comments.
And then we can't end on shrimp talk.
Not shrimp talk. Poo string talk.
Okay.
When I said poo string, what did you think?
I honestly had after all of our plumbing issues lately in this house, like you started a sentence with poo string and like.
Because I think of it like a string dangling out of like a pet's butt. That like has poo attached to it.
Turn off this podcast.
Not that I've ever experienced that. I just feel like
everybody just
that's what my
it off.
Mind thinks. Okay, so I said I looked through comments and I did.
Okay.
And I read a lot of great comments and in my mind I screenshotted so many and I'm looking and I screenshotted two. So I think I just read them and in my mind I was like, that's a good one.
That's
keep
like
that.
Me and
then
it's
I
me
didn't
in texting.
Do it.
It's me in texting my friends back.
Okay. Amber, this was just a sweet comment. I thought this was it made me feel excited to do the podcast today and happy that we do this. Because I I kind of had a hard day today, guys, but it's okay. I'm turning things around. Amber said, I watched this episode on my TV while folding laundry, so I had to come find the episode on my phone to tell you. The sleep-deprived parent babble this episode devolved into at the end had me cackling.
Oh, no.
You guys are the best. I'm having a really horrible week in the midst of a really... Wait, hold on. I'm having a really horrible day in the midst of a really horrible week, and you two are a shining light,
Amber,
that genuinely brings smiles to a dark time. Thank you so much. Hope the plumbing gets figured out soon.
Thank you, Amber.
And that was just... I thought that was so... sweet. And it made me, it was maybe like one of the first, like genuinely, like my heart felt a little smile of the day reading that comment. I just thought it was really sweet to read like such a nice comment that like we're having a hard day and it's a busy, crazy day and we're coming in here to do the podcast, which we love to do, but it's hard to find the time and the calm to do it a lot of times.
I think that's the gold standard for what this podcast can be, is something that you can fold laundry to. You know what I mean? Like that to me, because I watch things when I fold laundry.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what I mean? If we're that to somebody, then it means
that means
a lot to me. That's nice.
It's so true, because like if you have a job like folding laundry or doing some mindless thing that you have to like, it's so great when you're like, oh, I have a new episode of that thing I can put on. So anyway, I just thought that was very... It just made me feel
happy. To be that to Amber means a lot. That's great.
And here's another comment I screenshotted. Mr. Crystal said, I've never laughed this much listening to y'all's podcast. There were a lot of really positive comments about the last podcast. People really, really enjoyed it. A lot of people said it was like their favorite episode. It was such a fun episode to listen to.
I don't remember anything about it, but I remember it being fun to do.
We had fun recording it. And I don't remember either. I know that we... kind of rambled at the end and like we were tired, but I don't even remember really what we said. Like I don't know. I guess we're still,
it was
just
a nighttime one, wasn't it? We did it at night.
I don't know.
That's what?
Oh, is that what it was? Should we be doing it at night from now on?
I don't know.
We're just so exhausted.
We're just like loopy weirdos. Yeah.
But anyway, Mr. Crystal said, I've never laughed this much listening to y'all's podcast. You guys are crazy. I love the song you wrote for Eric. Can't wait to hear this for the kiddos. Can't wait to hear his for the kiddos. Cause you said you're going to write a song about jam and...
Oh yes. Was it Bathtub and Jam?
Bathtub and Jam. Yeah. Can't wait to hear his for the kiddos. Also glad Eric didn't choke to death on his ear pod. Has me wondering if anyone else...
They should put a warning on the box.
I know. Has me wondering if anyone else has done that or is it only Eric? I did read a comment of someone else saying they had done that before.
Someone has died?
Yeah. Not died. Someone woke up chewing their AirPod.
No, really?
Yeah, someone else commented that.
Sorry,
and I saw another comment that said they had a dream they were brushing their teeth and they woke up. These are all comments, by the way, I thought I screenshotted. Luckily, I remember some of them.
I know, love.
But someone was brushing their teeth in their dream and then they woke up spitting like a lot of spit onto their pillow.
That's me.
Like, ah!
Totally.
Okay. Taco pill for the diarrhea. Love that and love Taco Bell. It just be hitting different some days. Anyways, love you guys and can't wait to hear Eric blow on them jugs. That's the delusional talk we got to at the end. We were talking about jugs and blowing on jugs or something.
Or like when you blow them like that?
Yeah. You don't remember this part of the conversation?
No.
Were you not sober?
No, I was sober. I wasn't awake.
We were fully like, we had a long conversation about blowing on jugs and like blowing on bottles and things and like laughing about that.
Okay. Well, I have to go back and listen to this one because sounds like a good one.
Are we recording? Oh my God. I just had a heart attack. Anyway, those are the only two comments I screenshotted because I'm dumb, but thanks. Oh, I have a gift for you. It's in the other room. I'm not going to go get it.
What is it?
I'm not going to go get it. It's so dumb. It's so disappointing. Oh, I was very excited about
it. Next episode. So cliffhanger.
Where you don't remember anything we talked about in full conversations. We are not going to remember next week.
I remember everything. What are you talking about?
I could just tell you. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Sometimes when we do a podcast, it just goes.
Yeah, it totally does. There's so much just going on in the day.
We were talked a lot about blowing on jugs. And we're
Are you joking? You don't remember this conversation?
I'm dead serious.
Love, this is freaking me out because I feel like this happens a lot these days. You and I have conversations and then I'll tell you about it later and you're like, what?
Yeah, I don't have the best memory.
I don't either, which is a great combo between the two of us. But you just licked your lips and your tongue moved in the craziest fast motion.
I hope the microphone was in front of my mouth.
No, it wasn't an audible thing. It was like,
yeah, I'm saying visually.
It was
like a lizard.
It was faster than a lizard.
Is it your new ick?
Because it was like, blah, 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 but like, it was no, not an ick. It was very impressive.
I'm a lip licker, I think. I do. I noticed that about myself. I'll see it in like, if we like film an audition tape or something like that. Like, I'll be like, oh, I licked my lips like 3 times in that take.
And well, everyone licks their lips.
I don't
lips.
Think I should be licking my lips
as much as I do.
And I don't think it's not like intentional. It's not like it's not any kind of gross way.
I don't think anyone licks their lips intentionally.
But I'd never notice anyone else licking their lips.
I lick my lips all the time.
Their lips. Lick your lips.
But you didn't do that. That's not what I'm talking about. You didn't just lick your lips. You were like, just your tongue
show
came
me what
out.
I did.
I could not recreate it if I tried. I honestly, I could never make any part of my body move that fast.
Show me in slow motion.
It wasn't licking your lips. It was your tongue came out and it only licked like
a little part.
Just a little part, but it was like, so, like if like your tongue made
fire?
A sound, it would go.
Oh,
wait,
it moved around?
No, it was faster than that. It's like.
It like moved around?
Yeah, well, I literally couldn't do it.
I didn't do that.
I swear to God.
I hope that
the microphone wasn't.
I can't even roll my R's, so I don't know how I would do that.
Because it only rolls outside your mouth, I guess. It was crazy. It was very impressive. It wasn't licking your lips. It was like, I don't know. But it doesn't matter because you're not going to remember this conversation.
Oh my God, you idiot.
I got you.
Nothing matters.
I got you a gift. I'm going to tell you what it is because we will forget. So for my other podcast, The Other Lady, for SAS, I came across this weird thing where you can like have artwork made out of portraits or whatever. So you can make like send a picture in to an artist or to a company or whatever, and they can like make it look like they painted a watercolor or whatever of the picture that you send. And I am dumb. And I was like, oh, this is going to be cool and be kind of funny. So I got a bunch of different weird things like watercolor paintings and anime looking art, but it's obviously just like a filter, you know, like they just put the photo into like some filter in an app to like cartoon the picture or whatever. So it's turned out to me not that exciting, but I'm still going to surprise Rachel with it. Anyway, I got one for you because I was like, oh, I want to surprise Eric with one of these. And I was going to do it for Valentine's Day and it didn't come in time. And it's, I knew it would be bad because it was like, I was like, there's no way this will be good. It was like it's like a stained glass window hanger. So it's like light can shine through it. But
is it actual stained glass?
Well, it was advertised as such.
Oh no.
It was advertised and it looked like in the pictures of like the examples and everything that they were literally going to make this photo of you and me look like a stained glass piece of art.
Oh, can't wait.
But I knew because it was only like $10. I was like, this is going to be so bad. And I was so excited to give you like a really horrific.
And it was worse?
Well, it was worse because it wasn't funny. It was like, I was really hoping they would like, it would just look so terrible.
Yeah.
But they basically just printed a photo on like a piece of plasticky glass. It's not even glass. And it's kind of like translucent. So if like you put it up on the window, light would come through the photo.
Like it does paper?
Yeah. But so it's really just, it was so anticlimactic, not exciting. So I was going to like present it as like this funny artwork.
It's so weird
that
you're like, hey, I got you a gift. I'm too lazy to go get it. So I'm just going to explain it.
Do you know how much easier it is to talk with my mouth than to move with my body?
I guess that's true.
Like, this is significant. I could talk for 17 hours and it's easier than walking to the other room. And in fact, that's what I do most of the time.
Yeah. You're not a big mover.
No.
You don't move around a lot.
I do not.
Pretty stationary.
Yeah. It's not good for my health. But I said goodbye and we like said goodbye to this episode. Like,
well, don't blame me. I'm looking, I can see the audio files and like yours has all these lines.
Oh God.
And then mine has like a little silence. But like yours is like
full circle moment, love. Like your tongue. You didn't really do it again. You just did a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've got to find a footage of it somewhere.
Stop. But
what?
Footage of my tongue?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta go.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.